Hey guys, welcome back to Heal, Survive, and Thrive. I got my little drink over here. We're going to sit, we're going to have a little chat, and we're going to blame mom for everything. No, I'm just kidding. But I wanted to talk about overbearing moms because I feel like at 43, we're all adults here that are listening to this. It's like, why are we talking about our moms like still? But I mean, they're in our lives. And so we kind of have to. So I want to go over the good old mama wound. Like what did this woman do that just completely screwed you up? If you even clicked on this, then chances are you have one of these moms. Some of us have those daddy issues and others, it's all on mom. And unfortunately, the majority don't even know that they have these wounds. I think it's just very easy just to like blame dad. And we always hear about these daddy issues, but overbearing mothers, mothers that criticize, mothers that pass judgment all the time, don't respect boundaries, you know, she doesn't really care about your boundaries that you put into place. She is just going to cross them every single time and do whatever she wants to do. So if this rings true for you, then keep listening. So you guys, before we start this podcast, I want to take a moment and talk about the new course that just came out, the School of Narcissism. I am really excited for this because you guys have asked for this from me for years. When are you doing a course about narcissism? You talk about it all the time. And I feel like there was so much that we talked about, but there are definitely topics and questions that you guys have because every situation is different. So to understand the ins and outs of narcissism is one thing, but to use it and think about it and learn about it in terms of your own specific situation is something completely different. If you are interested in taking the course, the links are down below. There's a ton of information. There's a community area where we can chat and you guys can ask us questions or ask me questions. It's just a great, great tool to have if you are going through this process because this is a big, big one when you are dealing with any type of narcissist, whether it is a mom, whether it is a dad, whether it is an ex. So enjoy that. Links are down below. But let's get into this week's topic. Let's talk about like the basics of who this woman is. You know, I feel like when we think about an overbearing mom, she, and again, let's comment down below. Like, is this something that rings true here? But we're talking about criticism and opinions, unnecessary opinions constantly. She's extremely opinionated, never holding back from sharing her views on everything from, I don't know, your job to your choices, to what you're wearing, to your friends, to your life, to your relationships. Like overbearing moms tend to nitpick and constantly criticize their children. And really this makes them, I mean, look, as a child, it's going to make you feel completely inadequate and it's going to hurt your self-esteem. You're definitely going to have self-esteem issues. It's also a big one is going to cause you to have a lot of self-doubt, which can, I mean, look, that level, having self-doubt as a child, you're going to grow into an adult that has self-doubt as well, which means I need someone to tell me that I'm enough. I need someone to tell me that I should do this. I need other people's opinions. So I'm going to constantly ask other people what they think, and then I'll be able to make my decision. All of that. So if you ring true with all of that, got some self-esteem stuff, have a lot of self-doubt within myself, maybe can't make decisions, constantly asking other people for their opinions. That's because you were raised by either a father or a mother or a grandmother. There's just someone in your life that had a major influence in your life who loved giving unnecessary opinions on every little thing. I mean, that to me is just like the staple of the overbearing, controlling kind of mom and how it really, how this one thing that she's doing really will damage you. Now, when we talk about when you were younger, did you also deal, and this doesn't have to be the case with an overbearing mom, but I mean, maybe it very well could be, but the helicopter parent. And usually when I think of this, all she wants is control. All she wants to do is try to monitor every aspect of your life that she possibly can when you were a child and probably even still as an adult. And this will definitely damage you as a child because you grow up into an adult that cannot make their own decisions. So this is just, and I think a lot of the times as a mom, they might think they're loving and caring and doing the right thing, but you start to lose your connection with yourself because there's too much of this person being involved in every decision and outcome and situation that you're constantly put in. So you become very dependent on this person. This means you're going to struggle with your confidence as an adult to be a healthy adult and not be codependent in relationships because you've always had that person near you for good or for bad, telling you what to do and monitoring situations and kind of just constantly hovering. It is such a damaging thing because it completely hurts the child's confidence in themselves to make good decisions. Now, sometimes you can call it opinions and sometimes you can call it advice, unwanted advice. So this person, I don't know what it is. I'm going to be honest with you. Why do you think they are this way? I'm going to tell you why. They're this way because control makes them feel better, because at times they felt very much out of control. So when you grow up or when you're an adult, when you're in environments where you very much feel out of control, you are going to crave stability and control in so many ways. And the only way to give it to themselves is by dictating everything, dictating what you should do, how you should do it, what this should look like just that level of unwanted control makes them feel better about themselves. And then it becomes like an addiction for them. Now, for the child, it may feel good for them, you know, the mom or the parent, but for the child, this completely interferes with a huge aspect of growing up, which is making sure that the child has the ability to really develop problem-solving skills. So on their own, they can, you know, be in a situation where they can be tested on how to handle a specific situation. So if you're not ever in those uncomfortable situations as a child or a teenager or a young adult, then you're never going to learn the skill. Then you're going to end up being, you know, a grown-up that is just incapable of adulting or being a healthy adult. I feel like overbearing moms, you're going to either get like the surprise visits or just, there's absolutely no regard for your own personal space or personal boundaries. So they just feel entitled to like just walk in your room and not knock on the door. There is no respect towards your room, your space, your house. They might show up unannounced. They might expect immediate attention and become very upset if, you know, the children or the child or you are just not available to them. Like, why aren't you available to me? Like, I'm here. Give me what it is that I need. So you're dealing with, yes, a control freak. Yes, someone that wants to like be in control of like every aspect of everyone's life so that they can feel better and have everything that they want. But you're also dealing with a person that is very self-absorbed in their own things. So even that need for control, you know, it happens because it's all about me and it's all about my needs. You sometimes will see this kind of a mother tend to be a perfectionist. You don't have to see it all the time, but you're definitely going to see a lot of like frequent criticizing or nagging if the child or you doesn't meet like expectations. Sometimes they're unrealistic expectations, but sometimes they're just the expectations that she has on how you should live your life or how you should conduct yourself. So she may just really lack the tolerance for you to make mistakes or for you to be your own person. And this starts to make her feel really anxious or could really create more of her OCD or her controlling tendencies. Overbearing moms, controlling moms are usually moms that also don't have a lot of emotions. So they're going to really struggle with being able to handle your uncomfortable emotions. So any negative feelings that you could possibly have, it's going to be very, very hard for her to monitor those because even handle them herself within her own self. So instead of offering like support when the child or you is just upset or angry, they might actually react and kind of like reprimand or criticize the behavior, which means that you're going to learn how to just suppress how you feel, because this maintains like, you know, peace between the two of you. As a child, before we continue with this week's episode, you guys, it is spring cleaning time, and there is a product called Smart Labels that your future self is going to love you for getting. And if you are an organized freak like myself, then you are going to absolutely love this. You buy the Smart Labels QR code, the labels on Amazon, and you stick them to your storage bin. Then you download the Smart Labels app, scan the code, and catalog all the stuff that's actually going into the bin with a name, description, and picture. Then months down the road, when you were looking for that thing that you know you stored somewhere and you just have absolutely no idea where it is, you can open up the app and research and find which bin you actually put it in. Seriously. People are calling it organizing magic. So if you are a person that like loses things, it's in a bin somewhere and the bin's labeled, but you put it in the wrong one, this is for you. So if you're doing some spring cleaning, getting ready for summer, and just or just moving, quite frankly, getting organized in this way is going to be so beneficial for you. So you need to check out Smart Labels. Just do a search on Amazon for Smart Labels, one word, and get with your Smart Labels packing today. This is what you learn. So of course you're learning how to abandon yourself, because basically someone's abandoning you, that when you feel anything negative, it's just, she doesn't want to feel it. She doesn't want to deal with it. She doesn't want to, you know, slowly talk you off the ledge. Maybe even as an adult, you still definitely can't. So the most important thing is that as a child, when you learned this, you learned how to just disassociate from your own self in that way, because you didn't get healthy modeling of how to basically deal with your emotions and your feelings. And you definitely didn't get healthy modeling in terms of watching her do it, because she doesn't. There's this like underlining thing that I think any child or adult that was raised by a controlling, overbearing mom feels. It may not be like a predominant thing, but there is this like feeling that you have to meet certain kind of like standards, expectations, and the unconscious belief is that this earns the mother's love. So simply just being yourself sometimes just isn't good enough, that they believe they need to constantly meet their mother's expectations in order to actually just receive love and affection. You know, the rules and these expectations are just very, very high, very unrealistic, and they don't always react calmly when they don't get their expectations met and these rigid OCD freakish rules are not being met. So you're going to get more criticism. You're going to get stricter punishments. You're going to get maybe her shutting down and giving you some emotionally abusive tactics. So you are going to start to see certain things kind of play out when these rules or expectations are not met, where she's just not getting what she wants. Growing up with her as a mom, it's definitely going to lead to confidence and self-esteem issues. It's definitely going to lead to a lot of perfectionism issues that you're going to have. Very well could fall into the trap of developing, you know, anxiety, the fear of failure, this strive to meet other people's expectations or to even like seek approval. So you're definitely going to struggle maybe even with some codependency stuff. You know, people that have these kind of high demands and controlling moms really realize that expressing their emotions isn't something that is valid. It's something that's actually looked down upon. Now you're going to struggle in your romantic relationships, because when you have challenging emotions, instead of like dealing with them and facing them and learning how to verbally communicate with someone else about them, you're instead just going to withdraw and shut down, or you're going to learn unhealthy coping mechanisms, which a lot of people use when they feel something uncomfortable. I mean, I think everyone at some point has done something unhealthy that's, you know, has been a coping mechanism, whether they know it or not. the codependency issues are so strong. Like this means you don't really know how to, like, think about it. Like, as you became an adult, you were supposed to learn certain things. You were supposed to learn how to motivate yourself. You were supposed to learn how to manage your own life and, you know, different aspects of your life, because you would have learned how to feel something uncomfortable and then deal with it. So that was like the biggest thing. If you're dealing with an overbearing, controlling mom, then that wasn't really the case, because every single time you felt anything like that, she came in and saved the day. So she never really let you fail or get back up. So you know that, okay, I don't have that skill and I need to know what I need to learn in order for that to not happen again. Like, you didn't learn any of those things, because everything was, in a sense, kind of handed to you. But just because it was handed to you doesn't mean it was handed to you in like a healthy way, which clearly it's not, because that's not real life. So she either forced you to kind of suppress a lot of areas of yourself because maybe you didn't believe you could do something, or maybe you don't like feeling certain things because they're looked down upon, or maybe you don't put yourself to high standards because that self-esteem is just dwindled and it doesn't really exist anymore. Or you could be an adult that goes in a completely different direction. So instead of like really struggling with self-esteem codependency issues, you could struggle with self-esteem but be more likely to grow up to be narcissistic, because a narcissist definitely had an overbearing mother who behaved in this way, and it crippled their ability to really take care of themselves. So there is so much damage that happens from being around an overbearing, strong-willed mother. But what needs to happen now is really about like actually fixing the problem and figuring out where the problem started and what needs to change, because some of these you may not like that she did, and some of them, you know, maybe it kind of like helped you to fuel you in a different way. But it's understanding what is it that she did and how is it negatively affecting me today. The first thing I'm going to tell you is understanding that right there is something that sometimes you have to go to the coach or go to the therapist and kind of sit down and really unpack like a lot of different situations. Sometimes we don't realize just what we're carrying around with us until someone points it out. And then you're like, oh my God, you're right, actually. So you're going to have to learn, how did she, I hate to be dramatic, but how did she really damage you? In what way did she damage you? What did she do throughout your childhood, even now today, that triggers you? I think that that's really, really important. And it's not about like blaming mom for everything, but it is about saying like, yeah, I didn't always get like the best this. She wasn't great at this. This is what I would have liked her to be different on. So if you could have picked a different type of personality, doesn't mean you want a different mom, doesn't mean you don't love her, but if there were some things about her that you could have changed, what would they have been? I think that's just good self-reflection, and it gives you a point to kind of start. You're also going to very much have to learn how to really get to know yourself again, to be honest with yourself in that way. That's something that a lot of people don't want to do because they feel like they're being mean, or they're talking badly about her, or, you know, they just sometimes don't even want to come to the realization of who she actually is. I think that's a struggle a lot of people face, is that they just don't want to face the bad things that actually did happen and how impactful it was on you. There were probably too many things that you relied on her for, whether it was like validation or soothing you or making decisions for you, and they were done at like inappropriate times. I'm not talking about when you were 2 years old. I'm talking about during different phases of your life. So it's time to work on making your own decisions and getting in alignment with what you want and how you feel, and not feeling the need to ask someone's opinion or get the validation or any of those things. So you're going to have to start really communicating all of those thoughts and feelings, honestly, to her too. I mean, depends on the situation, depends on the mom, but you're going to have to start learning how to set boundaries. And that's going to be something that's going to be hard because it's something you've never done. She's definitely probably going to make you feel guilty for it. She's not going to like it whatsoever, but you're beginning to actually respect yourself as an adult. And whether or not she agrees with it, whether or not she likes it, is kind of irrelevant. This isn't about hurting her feelings, even though she's going to probably make you feel that way. It's more about you learning how to give yourself the things that you need and giving healthy pushback when it is actually necessary. The thing that I want you to take away from this is we're not sitting here bashing mom. We're not sitting here saying she didn't do the best job that she could possibly do. But we are saying that the unfortunate thing is you know exactly what happened throughout your life. And I hope that you also by now know what needs to change for you to be healthy inside on your own. And that's what this is about. This is about like fixing, healing, reprogramming, coming, you know, figuring out those triggers, like all of those things, because this is all about you. You're just learning something right now. You're just trying to acknowledge something right now. And that's painful. That's not an easy thing to do. But the harder thing is to keep going down the same cycles that you've gone down for most of your life, where maybe this person has hurt you or held you back in a lot of ways that were not beneficial. Like, a lot of things that she did, whether it was consciously done or not, are hurting you. And it's about not living through that kind of like wounded inner child anymore and living through a more healthy adult space. But there's, you know, just saying that is there's so many layers underneath what it actually means to be a healthy adult. So, and that's what we talk about all the time, like, you know, whether it's on the podcast or channels or you guys, you know, taking the courses or working with me, like that is what we're learning, is peeling back these layers of healing and working on ourselves and just being like a healthy human being so we can actually have the things that we really want. I think that's always been the thing that I've been the most passionate about, is like, how do we take care of ourselves every single day? And understanding that we're going to ebb and flow with that. Some days we're going to do a great job. Some days we're not. We're human beings. We got to give ourselves grace. But all of these different topics are things that I don't think a lot of people think about. And they don't understand why they're not having something or why they're this way. And they just, they, some people really want to find the answer. But even if they find the answer, doesn't mean that the problem actually changes. And that's what this is about. It's not, it's about understanding the problem, but it's also about fixing the problem. And that just takes baby steps, but it definitely can be done. So I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode, and I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys.